America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Our producer, Mr. Dave Thiessen, behind the cameras, the man who records all these shows, posts all the podcast platforms, and also all of our YouTube. Darren Wellite is our audio producer from the good folks at Odyssey here in our flagship studio here at 980-98.1 KMBZ. We're happy to be with you today. I want to give a shout out to KVBR AM 1340 and FM 95.1 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Got a couple of emails from folks up there and just want to say hello to them, and we're happy to be on there. We've been up there for some time. So KVBR AM 1340 and FM 95.1, we're on there on Saturday mornings. So thank you all, and happy to hear from you. All right, so joining me in studio today, it is our annual FEP show. What is FEP? FEP is our federal employees show that we do every year, where we explain to all of the federal employees, postal workers, federal employees, etc., what are your options, what is Blue Cross offering you this year, and what does it look like, and how can you get more information about how all of that works? Well, joining me in studio, as he always does, is Ron Miller from Blue Cross. Welcome.
Thank you, Carrie.
It's always glad to have you here. And here we are again.
Yes, another year.
How long have we been doing this? I think Ron brought this in here. Ron Rose started this, I don't know how many, 10 years ago we started? Yeah, and here we are doing it again.
Here we are again, and yeah. I've had been lucky enough to have the federal employees for 20 years.
Has it been that long?
So, yes, 29 at Blue Cross and 20 years
that's pretty working amazing. With the federal employees. Federal employees and the unions. He's a man who is well received by both. I can tell you that because I've been to multiple functions with him, and I think a lot of them think he's a federal employee or a union member. So let's just talk about, you know, why should federal employees, they've got choices, but why the Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Carrie, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, as far as being in the federal employee program, has been in for 60 years. We've been there since they conceived the ideal of the federal employees. We have over 64% of federal employees throughout the United States. Here locally, we have somewhere around 58% of all the members of their families and members who choose Blue Cross. So it's really an honor that people are trust Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We've been here, we've done it, and they trust us with their health insurance as they go through stuff. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it's just we've got really good products that we offer. People have trusted Blue Cross and Blue Shield throughout the years. And it's just been a really good marriage for both of us.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is, and I think this is important, especially for the federal employees to know, when they call for help, when they pick up that phone and they've got a call and they need customer service help, they're talking to people right down here on Main Street. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to a call center in New York City, okay, or Columbus, Ohio, or someplace where when you ask him the question, can you tell me what hospitals are in the network north of the river? And then the customer service rep says, what river? You're probably not in Kansas City, right, Ron?
That is correct. And that's a great point, is that we are here locally. All of our customer service reps live here in the Kansas City metro area. They know the area that they are serving. They know the information that you're asking them. They're world-class customer service. Our customer service unit has won, again, the NASDAQ award for high-quality customer service. FEP has done this for the fourth consecutive year, more even than our regular lines of business. So FEP has the best customer service at Blue Cross.
I didn't know that, because you've won the J.D. Power Award on the standard customer service folks about, I think it's four times now.
Yes.
And so this particular award is specifically for the federal employees. So talk about that, because I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an award that they look at all the different call centers and whether or not the members that call are satisfied or not. And they must receive an 85% satisfactory rate on all those calls. In 2022, we had 100%, or I'm sorry, in 2023, 2024, we had 100% of our customer service staff who was able to meet that standard.
That's impressive. I can't think, you know, I always say in today's world, the word service has gone out of customer service. If you doubt that, pick up the phone and call AT&T someday, okay?
Right.
And you go and sit on the phone for an hour trying to get somebody that's actually going to help you, okay? Yeah. You know, so this is a this is a big thing, people. This is really important to understand. You will have an issue. It'll be a claims problem. It'll be a provider problem. It'll be, I don't know where to go, whatever. That's the difference right there. When you're calling these folks, 85%, 100% of your folks made the grade.
Made the grade. And the thing about it is, as you said, you're going to have an issue with your insurance. Something's going to come up that you're going to need an answer
to. Never fails.
It never fails. And it's one thing to tell people, hey, we have great benefits, but what happens when I have an issue? And when you have an issue, when I'm out in the field, people say, oh my gosh, customer service reps are fantastic. I talked to Jamaica yesterday. She answered all my questions. I mean, it's just, it's good to hear. Like, you know that when you go out in the field, people are going to be appreciative and happy of the customer service that they're getting.
And the other thing is one call resolution.
One call resolution.
And that's a big deal because big deal. You're not being told, oh, hold on. We're going to transfer your, you need to call back in 15 minutes or you're smiling, you're laughing at her, yeah. But you know that's exactly what goes on.
That is exactly
one call resolution's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal to call in, have your question answered and go about your day and know, okay, I got this off my plate. I don't have to worry about it tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that.
Yeah, and it's great to know you've got some place to go when you need help, and that's really what it amounts to. And that's the beauty of the customer service program at Blue Cross Blue Shield. So 99% of the people that sign up with Blue Cross stay on Blue Cross. That's a pretty impressive number, Ron.
Yes, we've had a retention rate of between 99.1% to 99.4% in the last 4 years. So people have chosen Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and they've stayed with Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
And that's a really big deal, because if they don't like you, they certainly have options to switch.
They have plenty of options. They have over, just in Kansas City alone, they have about 12 different options to choose from.
I didn't even know there were 12 different carriers offering plans out there.
There are a lot of carriers out there. But what we can say is what we know is that we are at all the health fairs, we're at all the agencies. People know who Blue Cross is. They know me. People joke like, Ron, you're still working here? When are you going to retire?
I've gone to enough car shows with you, the unions put on, to know, you know, they know, yeah. They know you're there. They know you're part. That's all part of this customer service thing and being able to interact with people and let them know that you're there when they need help.
Right.
It's a huge deal.
Talk a little bit about provider network, because you've got a really broad provider network here in town, and not just here. Let's get up around, you know, Bethany, and let's, you know, Cameron and Harrisonville and Clinton and all the other areas, you know, that where there are federal employees living. How is the network set up and how is that working, Ron?
Yeah, so I mean, we use our largest network that we have at Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the Preferred Care Blue Network. It's our largest PPO network. That network includes about 95 to 96% of the doctors and hospitals are in the Kansas City metro area. So you're going to have to try to find doctors and hospitals that are not in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. And that is really a huge thing, is to be able to know when you whip out that Blue Cross and Blue Shield card, the provider's going to say, oh, okay, yeah, we take Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It's not, oh, what is this? Who is this?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, we didn't have to put our name on a stadium for people to know who Blue Cross and Blue Shield is.
That's a good point. Yeah, there are some people that are wondering whether or not that name's still going to stay on that stadium. At least that's the rumor that I'm hearing. We'll see. No, you did not have to put a name on the stadium. By the way, who paid for that? That was a lot of money. Somebody paid for it. If the only way those folks are making money is by, you know, selling their health insurance program to federal employees, they would tell me that money must have come out of somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
They've been in the news for some reason, yeah, for something else.
Certainly has, yes. On more than one occasion. So if you want information, if you're a federal employee, you can call 1-800-411-BLUE. 1-800-411-BLUE. That is the phone number. If you want to go online, visit fepblue.org. fepblue.org. That's the website. If you have questions, you want information. But once again, if you just want to talk to somebody, 1-800-411-BLUE. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there.
The golden rule: treat others as you want to be treated.
I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com. We record all these shows. We post, and that's what Mr. Thiessen does back here behind all these cameras. And so they are all posted on the YouTube channel of America's Healthcare Advocate. They're also posted on 15 podcast channels. So it doesn't matter. Pick a podcast channel. We're probably on it. Everything from Rumble to Spotify to iHeartRadio to Odyssey. We're on all of them. Okay, so here's why I'm telling you all this. Maybe your husband is the federal employee or your wife. Okay, and you heard the broadcast. Well, tell them to go up and listen to this show where Ron explains the FEP program for federal employees. And then in the third segment, we're going to talk about the postal employees because they now have their own separate deal. So we'll do that. But both of these are being explained now so you can understand them. And by the way, the open enrollment period for FEP is November 11th to December 9th.
November 11th to December 9th.
Is it the same for the postal people?
It is the same for the postal people.
Right, so that's important. Open enrollment starts November 11th. And rolls through December 9th, so that you've got a short window. That's less than 30 days.
You know, you can always go out to fepblue.org and look at all the changes on all the different plans. It's a great place that you can go out, look at the different plans. It has a little comparison out there, so you can even do a side-by-side comparison of all three of the plans as well. So it was very helpful. And if you get home, a lot of times you look at stuff and you're like, hey, I would like to talk this over with my wife or my husband. I want to talk with the husband. You can always call the 1-800-411-BLUE number. That is open until 8 p.m. Central Time.
Are you serious? It's up to 8 o'clock at night?
8 o'clock at night. So you really
That's
have
some pretty amazing customer service, pal.
Yes.
Because most customer service centers cut off around 6 o'clock in the evening. You guys are going to 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night. So it really gives federal employees a chance to really digest everything. If they get home and have questions, they have that time to do that.
Okay, that phone number once again is 1-800-411-BLUE, 1-800-411-BLUE. The website, fepblue.org. fepblue.org is the website if you just want to go up and look at the comparisons, all the plans. So let's talk a little bit about the Teladoc piece on here because, you know, here's the thing. You know, mommy comes home from work at 5:30, 6 o'clock the evening. Johnny just got home from football practice. He's got pink eye. She has to pack him up, put him in the car, drive him to urgent care, sit there for 30 minutes to an hour waiting to see somebody. Then she sees the doctor. Then she gets a prescription. Then she goes home. It's 8 o'clock at night now, 8:30 at night. If you use the Teladoc, Johnny gets on the computer screen. Up comes Teladoc. Doctor looks at Johnny and goes, that's conjunctivitis. Prescribes a prescription drug. That takes 15 minutes. Talk about why this is a good idea.
Well, you know, and it goes back to COVID. Like during COVID, you couldn't get into a doctor's office and people got comfortable using Teladoc.
Yeah.
Finally, people like, okay, let's start trying this new Teladoc service where I can look at somebody on the screen, talk to me about what I have going on. And like you said, they can give you a prescription. What's new in 2025, Carrie, is that all the Teladoc telehealth services are free for our members. So if you want to use the Teladoc, if you want to use the telehealth services, there's no copay associated with that.
So how about that? So instead of the copay you're going to pay in urgent care or the copay you're going to pay at your primary care doctor, if you use the Teladoc, it's free. So now you just save money on top of it being convenient.
So the question would be, Kerry, what do I get services? They have the general medical services that you just talked about. They have the mental health consultants. They also have dermatology services, as well as nutritional counseling and global care if you're overseas. So it covers the whole gamut of things that you may have in the evening that you can use the Teladoc without a copay.
That's a big deal, okay? And the global Teladoc is also a big deal because if you're out of the country, you get sick, you're on vacation in Italy or London or whatever the case may be, you can go to this site and get care and know you're getting the same care you would get back here in the United States.
100%. That is a true story. And just compounding or compounding on what Kerry is saying is that not only can you do the Teladoc, but Blue Cross and Blue Shield is worldwide. So that Blue Cross and Blue Shield card, you can take it to any doctor if you're in Italy, and you can get services. Well, sometimes you go overseas and they're like, well, credit card does better than any insurance card. They will reimburse you for the cost that you did overseas.
So that's pretty cool. I did not know that. So if you incur a medical claim overseas and you pay for it out of your pocket, then Blue Cross and Blue Shield will reimburse you for that. You know, I know that you're always trying to get people to pay attention to their preventative care. And I also know that you're trying to get people to do surveys on their health. So talk a little bit about that. And they actually get paid for doing this little survey on their health. So talk a little bit about that, would you, Ron?
So we have what's called a Blue Health Assessment. So if you're on the standard option or the basic option, you can go out, do a Blue Health Assessment, answer a few questions. A lot of times people say, well, I don't know what my blood pressure is. I don't know what all my numbers are. Well, if you don't know what all the numbers are, you can say, I don't know, and keep going. But what you can do is you can go back out there. You can put that information in there. You don't have to do that to get this $50. So you get $50.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Now, but here's a good thing about doing it. And you know it, as you get older, it's good to be able to track of where I was in 2024 compared to where I was in 2021. And if you put that in there every year, then you have a kind of a barometer of where you've been over the last 3 or 4 years. And it's just a great tool to kind of keep. And that's why we call it your Blue Health Assessment. So it really keeps you that you know where how you're doing with your health care over time. So you go out there on the Blue Health Assessment, you do it, you're going to get a $50 debit card that you can use towards expenses, pharmacy expenses, co-pays, dental expenses, any of those expenses you can use that $50.
And all the preventative is covered. There's no deductible, no co-insurance.
Right? No deductible or no co-insurance on all the preventative stuff.
That's pretty remarkable. I do know now that you've also got dermatology care and more by phone or video. So let's talk about that because that's new. That's different.
Yes. Yeah, so we added on. So they added on the mental health consultants as well as the dermatology services. You know, it's mental health was very important for all of us, you know, keeping our mental health in good shape and being able to have somebody to talk to. We've definitely thought that adding that to the Teladoc services was good. And as well as the dermatology, I mean, used to when Teladoc first started, or the telehealth services first started, it was just general medical care. And now they have expanded it onto, as you said, the mental health, the dermatology, as well as the nutritional counseling.
You know, that's pretty broad in terms of services offered. On the mental health thing, here's a piece. You know, if you're having problems or your child is having problems or your spouse, whatever the case may be, the ability to pick up that phone or go online and do this in the privacy of your home is probably a little bit better than trying to go to an office and do it in front of a psychologist or a counselor. You might find that beneficial. If you want more information on the plans and how you can enroll if you're a federal employee, 1-800-411-BLUE, 1-800-411-BLUE. The website, fepblue.org, fepblue.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to go postal after we come back from the break. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. You have a question, send me an email like those folks up in Minneapolis did. I'm happy to help you anytime I can. Again, the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Also in studio with me today, Ron Miller from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. This is our annual FEP show. We're talking to all the federal employees. We're also going to be talking to the postal employees this year because their deal's a little bit different and they kind of broke away from the total FEP. So we're going to address that in this segment. But if you want information, 1-800-411-BLUE, that is the phone number to call if you want somebody to guide you, walk you through, show you what is available under the Blue Cross plans, or the website, visit fepblue.org. That's an easy one, fepblue.org. Open enrollment, November 11th to December 9th. You've got a very short window in here, which is one of the reasons why we do this show every year and post it up on all of the YouTube channels. Post it on our YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate, and we also post it on all 15 podcast platforms. So with that, let's go postal, Ron.
Yeah, let's talk about the post office. So this year, the post office has their own plans. Here's the good news about it, is that they are the exact same plans that postal employees had when they were included into the federal employee program. So the plan that you had will be the same plan that you have this year.
So they don't have to worry that, oh my God, we're going to a new plan, I'm going to get kicked off or whatever right. The case may be.
So they're going to transfer you over. You don't have to do anything. So if you are in the standard option, basic option, or Blue Focus on the FEHBP side, they're going to slide you right over to those exact same plans on the postal side. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to stress about it. They're going to transfer you over. You're going to have the same plan that you had when you're on the postal side. The postal employees are going to have the standard option, the basic option, and the Blue Focus. You're going to have all the same benefits. You're going to have exactly the same network, everything. You're just now, postal employees are in your own, they're in their own bucket. They're on their own plans, separate from what they were.
So can you, let's do a quick thumbnail sketch of each of those three, the basic plan and the other two. So let's start there.
So the standard option is our traditional PPO plan. You can go on that plan nationwide without any referrals. It is the largest one, and you can also go outside of the network. So a lot of people say, hey, Ron, not only do I want to use the doctors that are in our network, even though there's 95% of all the doctors are in there, I also want to use those 5% that are not. The standard option is your plan. It also has mail order for both active and annuitant. So standard option, if you have a lot of prescriptions, you can use the standard option because it has that mail order benefit for your prescription drugs. The basic option, again, a nationwide plan. Regardless of where you are, you're going to have the same option. And if you go to Arkansas, as you do here in Kansas City, difference being is that you have to stay inside the network. Again, a lot of people say, well, that's not, well, all your doctors are in the network. I mean, 95%, 99% of all doctors and hospitals are in. So what's the big deal? It's not a big deal. So a lot of people choose basic option because it works like an HMO in the fact that it's copay based. It does not have a deductible like the standard option does. But you still have the freedom. You can go to any state. You don't have to have any referrals. It travels with you. It goes worldwide with you. You just have to use the doctors that are in the network. That's the only caveat. And then the Blue Focus, again, the Blue Focus is, we started that off probably about 4 years ago, and it's for our younger, newer people that are in the federal government. It's the cheapest of the three options. Again, it doesn't need any referrals. It has a little, it has a deductible on it of about $500, of not about, but of $500. But the cost of it is really low. And so a lot of people, as you're young, starting their journey in the whole insurance, you know, when you were younger, we didn't use it. We didn't have any problems. We were fit. We woke up every day, felt great.
It is true.
It is not like that anymore.
Is true as well. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And so that's what the Blue Focus is. And so on the Blue Focus, one thing they have is that if they really trying to push the younger generation or people who are on the Blue Focus to go and get their annual physicals. And if you do, you're going to get
$50.
Get more than that. You get $100. You get $125.
Wait. If you go take care of yourself and get your physical, which is completely free and covered by the plan, now you're going to get a debit card for $100.
Yep, $125. So if you're on the Blue Focus and you go and get your annual physical every year, then you get a $125 debit card. So we are giving people money.
When's the last time you heard insurance carrier giving people money? Okay, well, you're hearing it now, okay? It's good to be a postal worker or a federal employee, to say the least,
yes.
Okay?
That's really the nuts and bolts of it is that, you know, I know a lot of postal employees are worried about it. Now, here's one thing I do want to do, and I know this is going to be a little confusing, but going on in 2025, postal employees on your ID card are going to have a different customer service number, all right? Your customer service number will be different. We'll have a dedicated staff that just handles postal employees' customer service calls.
But it's the same call center. It's the same folks in customer service that have been handling FEP for years. Okay.
Yes.
They're just segregating them to put them in a different group that handles only postal. Right?
Only postal. Right. Yeah. And that number is, and I'm just going to throw this number out not to confuse anybody, but it's 816, the local number, 816-395-2115. That will be on your card. Or 1-833-467-2140. So the 1-800 number, I guess they're out of 800s. Now they're to 1-833-467-2140.
Okay, so you've got a different phone number to use if you're postal. If you call the other number, the 1-800-411-BLUE, I'm sure they'll transfer your help you get to the folks you need to talk to. Let's talk about Postal Wednesdays, because you've got Postal Wednesdays coming up November 13th, 20th, and 27th.
So Postal Wednesday. So this is just for postal. You know, they have Postal Wednesdays on November the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. So those are the days that the Postal Wednesdays have. And then they're going to have separate days. So on one day, on the 6th, it's for annuitants at 4 o'clock, actives at 6 o'clock. All right. On the 13th, they have actives at 12, annuitants at 2. So on all these days that we have outlined, on the 20th, it's annuitants at 4, actives at 6. On the 27th, actives are at 12 and annuitants are at 2. So we're going to have separate calls, Postal Wednesday calls, for those different segmentations. So if you're a retiree / annuitant, you have a time, or if you're still an active employee, you have a time that they're going to go over your benefits. They're going to go over and just talk to you about the benefits in general. So those are dedicated to you on those Postal Wednesdays.
And we will post this in the video. This will be up there. It'll be posted. It'll also be on all the podcast platforms. So you'll actually see this graphic if you go look at the show on America's Healthcare Advocate, on the YouTube channel America's Healthcare Advocate. So that we're going to put all that information up there. We'll also put that other phone number, the 816-395-2115 for postal workers. That'll also be up there, just so you know that we're taking care of that. All right, let's switch gears here. We're going to talk about Medicare in the next segment. But before we get to that, let's talk about vision and dental and what options are going to be open this year for folks on the vision and dental side.
All right. Yeah, so vision and dental. So not only do we offer the health care of the three plans, we also have two. We have a dental and we have a vision option. The dental option, there's two options. There's a standard and the high option. On all of those, your tier ones, all of your general teeth cleanings that you can have up to three times a year are paid at 100%. They also cover all your preventative stuff. And then we also cover with no waiting period on the dental are the crowns, bridges, implants, and dentures.
Yeah, that's probably the only dental plan I've ever heard of that there's no waiting period.
No waiting period, day one. So if you have a crown or if you've been wanting to get an implant, you can have it. On the high option, there is no out-of-pocket max.
Run that by me one more time.
There's no out-of-pocket max. So on the high option, there's no out-of-pocket max. So however much, you know, on the tier threes of the bridges implants, we pay 50% in network, but we pay up until as much as you want to get done. limitless on the high option.
That's really quite remarkable, because I don't think there's another dental plan out there that does that. Okay, and believe me, as somebody who's had a lot of recent dental work done, it's expensive. Okay, so they've got a great plan here. Once again, if you want information, they're going to have Postal Wednesdays. That'll all be put. We're going to put all that up on the broadcast as well, so you'll be able to see that. And if you want help, you can always call the 1-800. What is the number again?
1-800-411-BLUE.
Yep, 1-800-411-BLUE or FEPBLUE.org, yeah, right?
FEPBLUE.org. You can always go online and find all the great information that we have for you.
Everything's up there. But if you want to talk to somebody, feel free to pick up the phone and give them a call. They're happy to help you. Also, if you're a postal worker, 816-395-2115. We'll be right back after the break. Wrap it up. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. This is our annual FEP show. It's now our annual FEP and postal show, because the postal workers have got a separate deal going on now. A couple of things you need to know. Number one, open enrollment for everybody, postal and FEP, November 11th, December 9th. That's really important to know. Second thing to know, if you need help, if you're an FEP, a federal employee, 1-800-411-BLUE, 1-800-411-BLUE. Postal or FEP, go up on the website, FEPBLUE.org, FEPBLUE.org. If you're postal and you want to call and you need help, you call 816-395-2115, 816-395-2115. All right, let's start with vision, because we didn't cover that last time, and tell them what's going to go on with the vision.
Yeah, so the good thing, we have the vision plan. The vision plan, we have zero copay for a very extensive, or all your general x-rays, your routine eye exams. So there's zero copay on that, on both the plans, both the standard and the high option. So that is always good. Like going in to get an exam is about $150. That is awesome. And then also you can get, we have what's called our Vision Blue Vision Collection. If you choose one of those frames, Carrie, you don't have to pay anything for the frame.
You know, I'm telling you what, these benefits, if you're a federal employee or postal employee, it's pretty amazing.
Right. So if you pick one of those, you have no. If you decide, say, hey, I want a pair of Nikes or whatever the brand may be, they'll give you up to $150 to cover that allowance. Yeah. For the cost of the frame. So you do have, if you want something different, you do have an option that we do pay for some of that as well. And so the vision, there are lens crafters, Davis Vision lens crafters, Costco, Target.
Costco's in there, that's all you need to know.
Lens crafters. So all the major retailers are in the network for our vision plan.
All right, let's switch gears and talk about Medicare and the people that you call them annuitants. That means they're retired. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about Medicare for them and what's going on with that this year.
So on the prescription drug, last year, all the annuitants, all the retirees received a chance to get into the MPDP, which is a prescription drug program for federal employees. Now, they had an option. We automatically opt them in. They had an option to opt out. If they opted out, they still had the same benefits with the federal employee plan that they had before. The good thing about going on the drug program last year or this year is that you have a deductible, or you have a cap of $2,000. So anything above the $2,000 cap, we're going to pay at 100%. So there was no prescription drug cap on the old plan. It was included into the medical, but that is like $6,500. So if you do take a lot of prescriptions on the MPDP, on the medical drug prescription program, you have a cap of what you're going to pay in a calendar year, which is awesome.
Okay, if you get confused by this, okay, because there's a lot of information here, call them and they'll help you walk you through it. You want to make a good decision. You don't want to make a bad decision. 1-800-411-BLUE, or if you're postal, 816-395-2115. Right. So, but because it gets a little confusing.
100%.
But you just walk them through it. Go back to it one more time and then.
So as I said, so on the Medicare drug prescription program, you have an option. So they have an option to stay in. A lot of people who are in, all right, and they want to stay in, If you opt out, you can opt out, but you don't have the prescriptions. The copays are less in the MP and the medical prescription drug program. It's a lot of acronyms there.
Yeah, it is.
So if you stay in there, the prescriptions, the copays are less, and you have that cap, or you have that $2,000, nothing more. So that is your stop loss. I call it stop loss. It's your catastrophic max on your prescription drugs, but that's the most you'll pay in a calendar year.
Okay. What have we left out? We're wrapping up here. What do we have left, Ron, that we didn't cover? Or
well,
what
the
message?
Only thing left I'd like to say is that, and this goes back to our regular. So we're talking about annuitants. We're talking about retirees. We definitely want to talk about on the basic option that if you're enrolled in both Medicare Part A and B and you're paying for the B, the Part B, which is going up, I think it's 174, will be up to about 178 a month. We're going to reimburse you up to $800 of that Part B payment that you're paying.
Wow.
And that's on the basic option. So we're giving you back money. We know that you are spending money for that Part B. We want to reimburse you for that to help you with that payment that you're making towards that Part B.
Really important to know. I mean, there's a lot here. Okay, and we do this show every year, and Ron comes in, and thank God he does, because if I had to explain this, I'd be tied in knots. Okay, we do this every year. It's important for all of federal employees to know this is out there. You know, tell your friends, tell your coworkers. They can go up on americashealthcareadvocate.com. This show will be posted up there with all the information. You can also always, and this is really important, they've got great customer service right down there on Main Street. If you need help, 1-800-411-BLUE, 1-800-411-BLUE. And then if you are a postal worker, 816-395-2115, 816-395-2115. Got to remind them one more time, open enrollment is when, Ron?
Is November 11th to December the 9th. So that is the time to go out and make changes to your plans. If you love the plan you have, Blue Cross, you love Blue Cross, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, that's kind of important, because especially for you postal people out there, go through that one more time so they don't think they're losing their plan,
or
they
go into panic. Yeah, if you're a postal employee and you like the plan you're on with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you're going to automatically be rolled over inside the postal carrier plans as the same option that you have. You have basic option, you're going to have basic option. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to be done for you.
Yeah. So all that information is there. I'm going to reiterate what I said. If you want help, like Ron said, there's a lot of acronyms here. On the Medicare side, if you're a retiree, 1-800-411-BLUE. Give them a call. If you're a postal worker, 816-395-2115. And you can also go to the website, visit fepblue.org, fepblue.org. And all the information is up there. Thank you once again, as always.
No, it's always a pleasure, Kerry.
It's great to have you up here. And now I leave you with this thought from Dr. Martin Luther King. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will surely perish together as fools. Truer words were never spoken. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.